Unit 10. The History of Salt.
There is perhaps no single substance so vital to life, yet so often taken for granted in modern times, as salt. Throughout history, salt has played pivotal roles in human health as an agent of both nutrition and food preservation. Salt is so important, in fact, that in the past, access to it could determine the success or failure of a population. Humans have collected naturally occurring salt for millennia. Such natural sources are found in rocky pools near coastlines where seawater is trapped and evaporates, leaving behind its salt content. Further inland, there are salt springs, mineral-rich water that can be heated using sunlight or fire to remove its salt. Additionally, some mountainous areas, such as those of Western and Central Europe, contain salt-bearing rocks. Many of the earliest cities were founded and thrived specifically due to their proximity to a natural salt source. The ancient world was made up of regions where salt was abundant and others where it was not. Therefore, salt was one of the original motivators for trade. Given the weight of the commodity, it was most easily transported by boat. Evidence has been uncovered of a Mayan salt production center in Guatemala, located next to a principal riverine trading route. The marine salt trade in the Mediterranean region, from ancient Rome into medieval times, is well documented. And Marco Polo noted during his visit to China that salt was shipped from the coast up the Yangtze River in great quantities. The high value of salt provided great power to those who controlled its distribution, and many of history's great cities owed their affluence to it. Venice, for example, gained prominence partly as a result of the salt gathered in its lagoons. By the 10th century AD, Venice had become one of the Mediterranean's most prolific salt producers and a strong Italian city-state, and it set out to dominate the salt market. Salt-making centers run by its rivals were destroyed, and wars were waged with other city-states over control of the salt trade. By 1350, Venice had secured a monopoly, and all salt produced in the Adriatic region had to pass through Venice, where its price was marked up substantially before it could be sold. The wealth derived from this trade helped fuel the artistic and scientific innovations of the Italian Renaissance. The role salt has played throughout history, in Venice and beyond, is impressive. Columbus's voyage of discovery to the New World was financed by salt production in southern Spain. France's territorial expansions under Napoleon were largely paid for by a tax charged on salt purchases, and the state of New York used a similar tax to fund the creation of its 363-mile Erie Canal. Consider this history the next time you pick up a shaker to sprinkle salt on your meal.